So the internet is filled with what we can relate to as misleading images, and one of the places that it's easiest to find this type of images would be in online advertising. And I happen to work for a company that specializes in detecting and blocking misleading ads, fraudulent ads, ads that carry malware, and so on. So my company has quite a lot of experience in this category. And the story that I want to introduce today is about the Japanese market. Japan is a very unique market in the sense that it has its own unique ecosystem when it comes to content and messaging. And if we take a look backwards on the 90s, 80s, something that maybe not a lot of people are aware of is that Japan has a very strong history of fake merchandise and fake brands being sold in the markets, specifically Rolex watches, fake Louis Vuitton bags, and so on. Even in the early 2000s, Japan was very famous as a place that you can easily find very high quality replicas of expensive designs for a low price. In the mid 2000s, the government made a very strong crackdown on this industry. But the interesting thing is that it revived itself through online advertising. And starting with what we call the programmatic, the surge of programmatic advertising, where an advertiser can bid on an impression that is auctioned by publishers, by websites, without having to communicate with them directly, this created an opportunity for the same scammers to become a bit more technical and continue distributing this type of products and content online. It's a very specific story that we encountered in the summer of 2020, in which all of the main news channels, all of the newspapers, reported a fake Dyson ad that was distributed across many, many channels and was viewed by many end users. And the thing about this ad is that it looks like it belongs to Dyson. So the quality of the design was very, very high, very reliable in terms of if you look at Dyson advertising in legitimate advertising in Japan or in any other market, you won't be able to tell the difference between the two ads. And this made a huge impact on all main websites and all advertising platforms such as Google, Amazon, and so on. And I have to admit, it also boosted our outreach and just the way our services were received in Japan. Basically, what we did was develop an engine that has image recognition and text detection AI tools that helped us review banners and landing pages and basically understand, okay, are we talking about the real deal or are we talking about a fake brand? And we found that on average, every day in Japan, tens of millions or even at peak points, hundreds of millions of these ads are served every day. Staggering amount. Fake Rolex ads, fake Louis Vuitton ads. An example of how this type of attackers or bad guys evolve with the trends. We also found examples or managed to block ads that were distributing oxygen machines, which were supposed to help people who were recovering from COVID. So you'd have an image to elderly couples sitting in their living room connected to small tubes through their nose to the machine. I mean, how cynical and cold-hearted do you need to be in order to promote this type of fake content for people who might need it as a part of their recovery from a very serious disease? So this is my a bit about my experience with the fake ads in Japan. Thank you.